Christmas, of course, is just over a week away, and on this third Sunday of Advent, which is known again as Gaudete Sunday, we're invited to rejoice. The entrance antiphon, or the opening scripture verse, which each Mass has, but for today, is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. Yet we may not be rejoicing due to the busyness of the season and still the preparations that need to be made or the shopping that needs to be done. Or perhaps we haven't prepared spiritually as much as we wanted to welcome Jesus into our lives. Or maybe at this time of year, of course, those who have suffered losses, those losses sting even more, not to mention the darkness that swirls all around us in our world that can weigh us down. Still, though, God's word gives us hope. We hear God through the prophet Isaiah proclaim, liberty to captives and light to a people in darkness. His prophecy, of course, pointed forward to the true light of the world, Jesus, who would come to banish all darkness and bring us salvation through his life, death, and resurrection. And we hear again today about John the Baptist, who came to testify to the light, to a people also weighed down by darkness. He called them to make straight the way of the Lord, to allow the light of Jesus to penetrate both the darkness around them and within them. We too are called to let that light of Jesus pierce the darkness both around and within us as well. Though we may be weighed down by darkness, we can rejoice because Jesus comes and has come to dispel all darkness. Earlier in John's gospel, we hear, through Jesus was life, and the life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. While the darkness around us may sometimes have us feeling hopeless, he invites us first to bring the darkness within us to him. Our fears, our doubts, our sins, the darkness of our judgment of others, or the darkness of others judging us, our grudges, our unforgiveness, resentment, and much more. He promises to bring us light, freedom, healing, and peace as long as we surrender the burden of our darkness to him, most especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, but also through our life of prayer and our relationship with him. We find true hope when we ignore the voice of the world which wants us to say, oh, it's all about me, and instead say, it's all about him and his light. Because only in him do we find true freedom, peace, and joy. And we realize because of him, we fight no battles alone. No matter how dark things may seem, we know the end of the story. God wins. And as we let the light penetrate in our own hearts, then we too can reflect his light and testify to the light to begin to dispel the darkness in the world around us. We can begin to do so by listening to St. Paul as he says, pray always. Of course, it's not possible for us to be in the church praying all the time, but we're invited to make a total offering and gift of the whole of our lives, all that we have and all that we are, and lifting them up and offering them to God. St. Paul also says, test everything, retain what is good. We're invited to look into our hearts and let go of those things that don't reflect the light of Christ in our lives. Yes, we're invited to rejoice. Rejoice because the Lord is near, because his light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.